Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Karen, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm very well. And how are you guys?
Good, thanks. Good. We're ready for books.
Yeah.
Tess has been big upping books all day.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Hey, Tess, okay.
Yeah.
Good to hear that. I've been waiting for this book to come out for a really long time, like a couple of years. I've been really excited about
it. For someone who just hammers books, really?
Yeah, a couple of years, that's a really long time.
How exciting for you then today?
It is very exciting.
Wow, woohoo, hope it's good.
It's bloody good. It's called The Mars Room, and it's by Rachel Kushner. And she is one of the most exciting novelists around now, and this is her third novel. Her second one I really, really loved, and it was 2013's The Flamethrowers, which was this amazing kind of 1970s New York art world novel, but really political as well. And she is just so excellent. And this book, The Mars Room, is set in the early to mid-2000s, and it's a look at life in prison from the inside. So it's mainly set in Stanville Prison, which is a women's correctional facility in California. And our main character is 29-year-old Romy, and she is a solo mum, and she's got a son who's 7 years old. And the book opens as Romy is about to start the first of two life sentences for murder, and she actually killed a guy that was stalking her.
Right.
So it kind of opens up with or the woman on the bus on their way to the correctional facility. And she's estranged from her mother, who's looking after her son. And she's got a pretty intense backstory. She was raped, she was a drug addict, and a sex worker. The Mars Room's actually the name of the strip club where she worked in San Francisco.
Right.
And there are other characters that kind of pop in and out too, and kind of offer their perspective and a bit of narration as well. And one is Doc, a cop who is a dodgy cop, and he's in prison. Now, this is really, really...
He's in prison too, but the men's prison.
He's in a different prison, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really vivid and immersive novel, and Kushner's really known for really intensely researching her novel topics. And so for this, she spent quite a lot of time inside prisons with criminology students, and I don't think a lot of people knew that she was a writer, so she actually got a lot of insights from a lot of the people that were there. And one of the guys that she, you know, she got first-hand accounts from a lot of people's stories. And one of the people that she talked to was this cop who was a crooked cop. He was in prison, and he told her about all these murders that he'd committed, and some of them he hadn't even been convicted of, and so she actually turned him into this character.
Wow.
Ugh, creepy.
Yeah,
pretty heavy. And it sort of moves between present time and her childhood in San Francisco, and she just sort of writes from a street level with a real understanding of environment and character. And yeah.
I'm interested to know why you're anticipating the book so bad. Like, have you read the stuff of hers before that really got you amped up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really loved her book, The Flamethrowers, which when it came out, it was just like a kind of firecracker that was just so exciting and literary and smart and just really fresh. And she's just such a great writer. I haven't read her first novel, which is Telex from Cuba, but I've been told it's really amazing as well.
Awesome. And how old is this? Is Rachel Kushner?
She's 49.
Righto. And is this the sort of the stuff she's done before? Is this the natural progression, or is it?
I think so. It's she kind of writes these stories from the inside of, I guess, a scene or a world. So she's evoking very much the inside of being inside a prison, and so much of the detail here is kind of exquisite.
Wow.
That you know she's kind of spent time inside these facilities. And
facilities, yeah. It's a horrible word.
It is a horrible word.
Would you like
word.
To come have a tour of my facility?
And, you know, they're not nice places, you know. There's a huge sense of the world inside, but also the world outside. And I guess how the necessity of a lot of the inmates to cut themselves off from that outside world, you know, because it's easier that way, from family, from, you know, children, because it's easier that way. It's kind of horrible to think of, you know, also...
Just put life on pause for a second.
Yeah, and re-assimilating yourself into that world once you get out. And it, you really get the sense in this book too that prison is a place where you have to learn things really quickly. And you know, this book's about kind of power and broken systems. It feels very prescient and contemporary to me.
Is it serious, or has it got elements of humour?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because there are really funny moments. So she's got this beautiful kind of balance of, you know, quite gritty, hard stories, but a lot of the humour comes from some of the incidental characters, and yeah, definitely laughed out loud a few times. Yeah.
All right. So the book's called The Mars Room.
The Mars Room.
By Rachel Kushner. Available now?
Available now. It's fresh out of the box, brand new. Really exciting. Cool.
Not too heavy, but nice and big.
Yeah, great read.
What are we looking at for that one?
$37.
See, fair enough. Thank you very much.
And
you had a song you wanted to play and that related to it?
Well, you know, I thought one of my favourite groups is this group called Chrome, and they were a San Francisco group. And they kind of sound like they're from Mars, like this really weird, amazing kind of twisted music. And they've got a song called Eyes on Mars.
Oh, we listened to this about an hour of this thing yesterday, which is this whole theory about how ancient earthlings came from I listened to it in about 45 minutes. But what am I doing? Turned it off. But I got really, I went a little too deep into it, you know. Anyway, I'll put that behind me now. But now, thanks for reminding me of that. Okay, so what are we playing? Chrome. That was the phone. Sounds a wee bit like Chrome. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah. was Loose Reads.